From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and your Christmas countdown headquarters. 22 shopping days left, people, to get thee to a mall. Only one if you're Hanukkah shopping. It's tomorrow starts Hanukkah, by the way. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank. It's Monday, December 3rd, and I don't want to overstate the importance of playing ping pong on this show against one of our hosts, but clearly it's working for Michael Huckabee. He is leading in Iowa.
It's true. Explain the ping pong reference for people who have not been following the show.
Well, this summer, when we were still kind of crafting this fine product for you, Mike Huckabee came through to do an interview with another NPR show, and he was gracious enough to sit down and talk with us, and then we challenged him.
You mean to succumb to our ambush?
Yeah, exactly. And then we had this little, like, kind of pretend ping pong table in the BPP bullpen, and he came out and played ping pong against me. I won't spoil it by telling you how it ended, but anyway, Mike Huckabee. Wow. Well, we're going to talk politics with Jim VandeHei. Also, we're going to talk to somebody in Iowa coming up this hour about what this all means.
And today is also the beginning of the Bali Conference on Climate Change, and we begin our series on sustainable energy technology with a discussion of a guy who's developing mechanical trees to absorb carbon dioxide.
Also, Allison's other half. We didn't say better half. We said other half.
Sure.
Because we don't want to...
I agree.
...sound like... But I sure love the guy, Bill Wolf. He's going to be here to talk sports. And we're going to have Corva Coleman with today's headlines in just a moment. She is coming to us from Washington, District of Columbia. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story.
Hugo Chavez asked, and the people answered.
Okay, that wasn't actually a Venezuelan voter. That was King Juan Carlos of Spain earlier this month, telling Hugo Chavez to be quiet, but not using be quiet, using another word. Venezuelan voters, though, sort of echoed that sentiment yesterday when they narrowly defeated a series of constitutional changes that could have extended President Chavez's grip on power indefinitely. It was the first electoral setback for the president during his 9 years in office.
Okay, among the 69 changes on the ballot, one, Chavez asked voters to extend presidential terms from 6 to 7 years. Two, to eliminate term limits. All of this would allow him to keep running for re-election as long as he lives. Now, the current term expires in 2012.
Chavez addressed Venezuelans last night after the votes were counted, and he appealed for calm.
La salida del dilema y estoy tranquilo. Como espero que los venezolanos y venezolanas a partir de este momento...
I was faced with a dilemma, but now I'm calm, and I hope all Venezuelans are remaining calm at this time.
All right, he was seeking reforms that would have created a new type of communal property, allowed him to handpick local leaders under a redrawn political map, shorten the standard workday. Chavez described the final vote as really, really close.
Final de fotografía.
A photo finish. And you know what? He was actually right. Voters defeated the two big measures that would have changed the Constitution. The no votes, 50.7% on one measure and 51% on the other.
A disappointed Chavez supporter, Nelly Hernandez, a 37-year-old street vendor, told the Associated Press, quote, "It's difficult to accept this, but Chavez has not abandoned us. He'll still be there for us."
Meanwhile, the opposition leader, Leopoldo Lopez, hailed the results, saying, quote, "The reform was about democracy, or totalitarian socialism, and democracy won."
In a sense, Chavez agreed. He said the results should show the world that democracy is alive and well in Venezuela. And he told reporters, quote, "There is no dictatorship here."
That is the BPP big story. Now here's NPR's Corva Coleman with even more news.